that it's easy. It's not easy because you're not in a set of circumstances that support your spiritual intention. You're in a set of circumstances that are designed, whether on purpose or accidentally, but nevertheless are designed to keep you tied to the material level, to keep the mirage in place, to not give any real opportunity for you to see that it's a mirage. And any moment you do, many forces, many people will come, actual people will come running somehow to convince you otherwise and get you back into the fold. The mirage has its own fail-safe systems.
Ask you a question?
Please.
How do you differentiate between the spiritual and the religious?
Well, that's a good question. Let me ask you, before I address it, how important a question is it for you personally? Is it something you have some clarity about, or you're not sure at all?
I think I'm thinking of it in context between religion as more of an illusion, mm-hmm. and science as more of light and dissolving the illusion. In my belief, I think religion fundamentalists are more of the warlike and detrimental part of society, mm-hmm. than a scientist.
Okay. So I could answer you in literally 100 different ways.
Right.
But let's address it this way. Let's address it within the context of what I've been saying tonight. Within the context of what I've said so far today, and I literally said that the main way that this material point of view has been sold culturally to the world is through the system of science, or what the cultures that are based on science, and we're certainly now a culture based on science, self-define science to mean. And that definition is completely self-serving. Because what is not understood, what's been lost sight of, is that what's generally thought of when you hear the word science is not the only science. There's a completely other science, the spiritual science. It's much older and has much more data collected than any modern science, any material-based science. The difference is, it's subjective rather than objective. So if you get the culture, the population, to accept the idea, and that's what's happened, that only the objective part of science, only outer science, is real or valid, and inner science, spiritual science, isn't real because it can't be objectified. It can't be put on a viewing screen. Then somehow it's not science. But there's a whole tradition of humanity based on spiritual science that goes back eons, tens of thousands of years, not the last 400 years of Western science. And that science is just as objective in its subjectivity, just as demonstrable as any objective science, just as much proven by the data of countless inner scientists, generally called mystics. And this gets proven again and again and again when it comes up against objective science. Now, the latest in physics, the most complex of all the physical sciences, and the most esoteric, is more than ever confirming the ancient spiritual science